It has been a dry enough few weeks, and so dry, in fact, that wildfire season has begun a bit earlier. In any normal year, there will be 2,500 wildfires in Ireland. 500 of them will be quite big. And this week, in the Wicklow Hills, there was a massive exercise as fire services, coast guards, national parks, all of the other first responders were assessed by the European Commission. With climate change making the wildfire season longer and longer, the Commission wanted to see how well prepared we are for something that will get more and more common.
The longer it is since there's been a serious large wildfire, the greater the statistical chance it's going to happen. Climate change is a reality. Everybody is increasing their resilience, find the gaps, ask the questions, cooperating more at a national and an international level. My name's Aidan Dempsey. I'm the Chief Fire Officer for County Wicklow.
I know on the continent the practice in some countries is not to put firefighters in front of a fire where the flames have gone over a metre high. Is that what you do here? And if you can't put human resources in front of a fire, what do you do?
We apply exactly the same international best practice for health and safety for our firefighters. And waist belt height is where we fight by hand a fire. If it gets higher than that, then we're bringing in hoses and water. And if we can't do that from the ground, then the Air Corps and executive helicopters from Galway, who are on a retainer with Caoilte and the National Parks and Wildlife Service, have given us great service over the years.
And given the longer growing season and the more fuel that there is for these fires, are you seeing them go above waist height frequently?
Historically, we would have referred to these fires as gorse fires. That's the kind of vegetation we're talking about. But large gorse bushes, they burn ferociously and are difficult to extinguish. But yes, we're seeing as farming practices change, less people farming the uplands, more vegetation, it is a problem.
Choppers are an expensive way to fight wildfires, and at times there will be a lot less of them than there are fires. So the fire service has also invested in a fleet of new truck-sized pumps that pipe water under pressure from a stream up to firefighters on a hill as much as a kilometre and a half away.
So what we can do is we can create a water main from this area where we're picking the water from the area and bring it 1.5 kilometres closer to that fire. As soon as there are more coming to the country, we can team up with the other teams that will have these high-capacity pumps and we can pump over a larger area.
How big a difference does this make to your
job? It's huge differences for when it comes to forest fires, because you need to get large quantities of water quickly onto these fires.
And how many of these are we going to have, Chair?
There's going to be 5 more coming into the country, and they're going to be geographically spread around the whole country.
So it would be better for you, really, wouldn't it, if the landscape was managed in such a way that this wasn't happening?
Absolutely. And Fingal County Council did a fabulous project on Howth where they introduced wild goats in a managed way. And over the year, they would keep the vegetation down. And there was a significant decrease in the severity and number of wildfires the following season.
I've also heard researchers say, as implausible as it sounds, Ireland needs to start thinking a little bit more of itself as a Mediterranean country in how it responds to events like this.
The experts that have come here from the EU, they're from warmer climates, but we're seeing their types of fires start to appear. We would have had a wildfire season that started in early March and went through April, but now we're starting to see an August, July secondary wildfire season that would be more associated or more similar to the Mediterranean countries.
My name is Carolina. I am here with the advisory mission. My role is liaison officer of Emergency Response Coordination Centre.
Are Northern European countries changing the way that they think about wildfires?
Hopefully. I think so, yes.
Do they need to?
Well, you know, with the climate changes, we never know what is going on. But as I mean, it's always good to have a plan B. the earlier we start to prepare, the better we're going to face potential crisis.
We have upland peat bogs here in Wicklow, and of course they're extensive over the Midlands of Ireland. The one example I can think of is where campers lit a campfire beside Glen McNass waterfall on a peaty area. It caught fire and spread. When we had it extinguished, it was still smouldering at the seat of the fire. We had to dig down a metre and a half because it was the middle of the summer, it had dried out, and we couldn't leave it for fear that it would spread into a large neighbouring plantation of trees.
So it doesn't take long, does it then, without rain for that top layer to dry out and become flammable?
Particularly in the early spring, the winter kills off a lot of vegetation. Once we get into May, the new growth is harder to burn, but then that new growth can be damaged by protracted dry spells and periods of sunshine in the summer. Okay.
So then 2025 is shaping up to be not a great wildfire season for you.
It has started. It was extensive fires in Cork, Limerick, Dublin and Wicklow, and we've successfully extinguished them all. We're asking for help, and that's the best way, prevention.
Wicklow's Chief Fire Officer, Aidan Brennan. Two wildfire seasons, folks, I tell you, everything is changing.